T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Stephen's in the morning now, 7:45 here on a Tuesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Initial results indicate Prime Minister Justin Trudeau will retain his seat in Canada.
Two.
Man's body found in the street near Mays and Central in West Wichita. Unknown how he got there.
One.
Wichita City Council may consider changes to Douglas Street downtown. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
A couple of things going on in traffic out there right now. We've got a traffic slowdown, just some high traffic volume, but it's slowing things down on Kellogg eastbound, starting about the Meridian Edwards exit. We've also got this morning two traffic accidents, near Central and Crestway, which is by Oliver, just west of Oliver there. Central and Crestway, two accidents fairly close to one another. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny and breezy today with a high of 65 degrees, mostly clear tonight. The overnight low 46. Wednesday, sunny. Tomorrow's high near 70. Now partly cloudy, west wind at 12 miles per hour and 42 degrees. Well, the season is changing and it's time for a new hat for fall. Hatman Jacks carries fedoras, driving caps, westerns, and much more. New styles arriving daily. Stop in at Hatman Jacks and get yours today. At the clock tower in Delano, Hatman Jacks, 601 West Douglas. The Steve and Ted poll question for the day there on our webpage. KNSS Stadium, KNSSRadio.com. And the question is, will you get a flu shot this year? Yes, coming in at 27%. There's an affirmative of a quarter of the people. I already have 29% say they already had their flu shot. I'm in that group. And no, I will not get a flu shot, 44%. So that's the way it's breaking out. And again, the flu season has, although I don't think we still don't have a confirmed case in Kansas. That has to come through the state to have a confirmed case of flu in Kansas. Last year was a bad season, pretty tough. This could be a tough one this year, but the authorities, the experts say if you're over 6 months of age, you probably should have a flu shot every year. Again, this is not going to cover every virus, but it sure lessens the chance quite a bit that you're going to get the flu. So I believe her, so I do it, but I know that other people don't. Best Buy is firing the latest. Oh, by the way, that poll question again, if you want to take part.
Right.
Will you get a flu shot this year? Steve and Ted poll question on our website, knssradio.com.
Yeah, very easy to do. And
easy to do.
Interesting stuff.
Best Buy is firing the latest salvo in the holiday shipping wars with a new option, next day shipping with no minimum order. The offer announced Tuesday follows moves by Walmart and online leader Amazon, which started rolling out the service earlier this year. Best Buy says the next day service covers thousands of items, but excludes bigger items like TVs and refrigerators. Next day on a refrigerator. Okay. Earlier this year, Amazon upgraded its free shipping options for Amazon Prime members who pay $119 a year.
Right.
It covers more than 10 million items. Walmart rolled out next day delivery this past spring. So we were talking earlier about the fact that my wife had already purchased a Christmas gift for someone. We did that at a store, Ted, in the store. I was proud of her. We actually went in the store and talked to somebody and picked it out. How about that? Technology companies and banks powered U.S. stocks broadly higher Monday.
Oh, good.
Placing the market on track to extend its gains from the past 2 weeks. The rally reflects optimism among investors as the U.S. and China continue negotiations aimed at resolving their costly trade war.
Mm.
The Dow gained 44 points, the Nasdaq closed up 73 points, and the S&P up 20. And the nation's three largest drug distributors and a drug maker have reached a $260 million settlement over the terrible toll taken by opioids in two Ohio counties, averting the first federal trial over the crisis. Across the U.S., pharmaceutical industry still faces more than 2,600 other lawsuits over the deadly disaster, and efforts to work out a nationwide settlement continue. They probably ought to do that so that we don't tie up the courts forever and forever. We just had, Jeff Bonasso from Fox News on with us just a few minutes ago talking about this, but I thought I would bring you up to date a little bit more there. And by the way, if you would like something plant-based sausage sandwich, Dunkin' Donuts is going to have them next month. There you go. Dunkin' Donuts. You go to a donut place for a plant-based sausage there. 7:51 now.
Well, isn't donut plant-based?
It's made out of dough. Flour. Yeah, I guess you're right.
Come on. Hmm. I'm getting my... I'm getting my grains when I have that donut.
A good donut. With,
come on.
Yeah, that isn't chocolate considered vegetable? It is by you, I think. But there you go. 7:51 now, Steve and Ted, a zoning request for a northeast Wichita intersection. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, a group of homeowners have asked the Metropolitan Area Planning Commission to consider rezoning some land on the northwest corner of 21st and Oliver. I'll give you a second to picture that. Neighbors have resisted previous efforts to turn the corner into an area for retail or other commercial development. The homeowners are asking to rezone from single-family residential to limited commercial and neighborhood retail. Honeywell has released its annual business jet forecast. Company says they expect more sales in 2020. Honeywell officials made their predictions at the National Business Aviation Association convention in Las Vegas. They say business jet sales will do well for the next 6 to 7 years, then taper off. They see deliveries of 7,600 business jets in the next 10 years, valued at $248 billion. And President Trump is pushing to get 5G internet rolled out as quickly as possible, but that urgency is leading to disputes about who should get access to parts of the telecom's spectrum. The Federal Communications Commission has made some spectrum sales, but fight over part of that spectrum could bring delays and leave the U.S. trailing China. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
You heard us talking. I'm thinking about the Best Buy and Walmart and all of them, their online shipping and so forth. The Christmas buying season is upon us. If you don't believe it, just go look in the stores. But I was saying that Shelley has already bought a Christmas gift. Your wife, does she stay on top of things like that and look for certain items for certain
She
people?
Does. And actually, you know, really, she is really good about getting things throughout the year. You know, when she sees a sale or a deal or something like that, she really is. Gretchen really thinks ahead on that stuff.
Did you ever have any trouble with your girls trying to find out what was in the packages or anything like that? You know,
definitely. Yeah.
Everybody have that problem?
Pick it up and shake it, and sometimes, you know, maybe unwrap one end or something. You know,
and then seal it back up so you didn't know anything.
Right, yeah.
Well, I had a brother who was really expert at that. Yeah, he could have wound up in the prison. He was so, you know, good at opening packages and not leaving
like
a telltale.
James Bond opening up,
No prints, no nothing. He was good at it. No doubt about it.
And if he got caught, he just blamed you.
Well, yeah, when you're in a situation with several siblings, this is what you do.
Right.
Not only do you have plan B, which is, another plan, you can just blame the sibling.
Right.
Yeah, it's all done. No big deal.
Ted, did you guys get in trouble with Pat and Mahala at Christmas time trying to open those presents?
Well, I'm the complete opposite. Why would you want to know?
That's the way I feel about it.
I want the joy of Christmas morning to surprise me.
I like the surprise.
I hear you.
You know,
I hear you.
Like in radio, you'd like to know who you're going to work with tomorrow. You know, you never know. So, hey, listen, but this thing about keeping track, I'm just kicking myself in the fanny because I had a chance when I went to New Mexico this summer, I had a chance to get one of you guys something that really would have been unique, although it would have cost too much money. I think it was in New Mexico, there was a place there, a rest stop, and they had a stuffed jackalope there. And I thought it would look good probably in your office up there.
It was probably $2-3, wasn't it?
80 some. That's why I didn't get
it.
Whoa. 80?
Yeah. I don't know.
We can make our own jackalope.
Yeah, I'm
going to
say, I don't know anybody I like that much, you know. Today is National Color Day. Think about it, okay? It can affect a mood, draw attention, even cause alarm. It's hard to imagine the world without color. Favorite color, right. Bill Roy, is?
Red.
Red. Ted.
Blue.
Blue. Jad.
Green.
Green. What shade of blue?
Usually royal.
No, I like
navy. Navy. I would go navy blue.
I like navy and that really dark Kelly green or whatever. Sorry.
I kind of messed up, didn't I?
Yeah, you went red. I thought it would be purple.
I had an opportunity to say purple.
Purple for the Wildcats.
Yeah.
All right.
It's all good.
It's all good. Color Day. 7:55 now, Steve and Ted. Thanks, guys. Coming up here in the 8 o'clock hour, we have the latest on the city council and possible change to Douglas Street. Ted has sports, right, Ted?
Yeah, game one of the World Series is tonight, and we'll preview that coming up in sports.
Plus, you've got entertainment news.
8:35 this morning, a good edition of The Blur. Entertainment news coming your way.
And traffic and weather on the way. In the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.